Welcome back to Matt Flynn, direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I want to finish up with Mark from the Sack. We were talking when we had to cut to a break. There's sort of a creeping accommodation that I think violates the separation of church and state, and that is this. Right now, when the Democratic Party picks people to be delegates to national conventions, it's based on, you know, who won the state and all that good stuff, but the identities of who gets to go are separate. And right now, there are various quotas for various things in terms of race, gender, and so on. There's also a requirement that two of them be Muslims. And that's the only religion that has carved out for to become delegates to the national convention. I think that's wrong. I don't think any religion should have a quota to be our delegates to our national convention. I think they should run for it. And if they make it, they make it. That's terrific. And we're a very accommodating party. There are a lot of good people out there who are Muslims who would become good delegates. But see, this is the kind of thing. It's creeping accommodation. And it starts out with a low population, not as demanding. And then after a while, you get Lebanon. Lebanon originally had been set up as basically a colony in North Africa for people who were Christians simply because they were being massacred. And then, of course, it's now about an equal population, this power sharing and so on. You can't assimilate it, and it's not have anything to do with religion. I respect all religions. I like all religions, actually, quite frankly. But what it does is the matter of separation of church and state and making sure that it can be, not everybody's violent. I get it. Very few people are. But there's the constant request for accommodation. Anyway, good call. Mark, thanks for calling in. Liz Cheney, somebody I think a lot of, Republican congresswoman from Wyoming. She came out and flat out attacked Madison Cawthorn, a Republican congressman from North Carolina, quote, for his reckless reference that seems likely to incite violence, end quote. And she also went after Kevin McCarthy, and she called on the GOP leadership to condemn Madison Cawthorn's comments. Now, what were his comments? What was this idiot's comments? He's a young guy. He was elected to Congress at the age of 25. That's the lowest constitutional age you can be elected. If you're 24, you can't serve in the House of Representatives. And unless you're 30, you can't serve in the Senate. Joe Biden was elected when he was 29 in November of 1972. So how did he get in the Senate? Because he turned 30 in December of 1972, and he wasn't sworn in until January right afterwards. All you have to do is be that age at the time you're sworn in. Now, what Madison Cawthorn said was, he said the election's rigged. Okay, that's the big lie. That's what the Trump people are saying. And then he said, there will be bloodshed if an election is rigged again. Now, since this one wasn't rigged, but Democrats won, what he's really saying is that there'll be bloodshed in the future if we say it's rigged because a Democrat won. That's all he's saying. That's all he's saying. And then he went on and said, quote, there's nothing I would dread more than to pick up arms against a fellow American, end quote. That's what he said. Now, let's talk about a little history. People did take up arms against fellow Americans in North Carolina, which is where he's a congressman from, back in 1861. It was a very bad idea. It split this country badly. Civil War, assassination of Abraham Lincoln, a violent end to slavery. We convulsed as a nation. And Liz Cheney has the decency to call it out. And Liz Cheney has called out Madison Cawthorn and the GOP leadership and demand that he condemn those remarks. Now, the GOP leadership is not going to lightly want to condemn anybody's remarks. I get it. But when you talk about bloodshed and taking up arms against fellow Americans, that is an incitement to violence. Liz Cheney was correct when she said that. And the fact of the matter is that if she doesn't say it, who is? Nancy Pelosi can say it. I can say it. Devil Radio can say it. Nobody's going to pay any attention in the Republican Party to that. With Liz Cheney, they will pay attention. And the problem is, members of Congress are not going to take up arms against anyone. Members of Congress are not going to cause bloodshed to anyone. None of that's going to happen. But, you know, the people listening to their remarks, you have an occasional 18-year-old hothead, may not be doing as well as he thought he should be doing in terms of can't find a job, you know, dropped out of school, whatever, dissatisfied. And he hears somebody whom he idolizes saying that. They are very possibly and very likely, very possibly and very likely going to do it themselves. That's why it's very, very important that people who are in public office and people, frankly, in the media and people everywhere else be more temperate in their remarks. So I really applaud Liz Cheney for what she did. That was magnificent, and it was exactly the right thing to do. One of the sad things, I saw a picture, you may have seen it too. It occurred to me, what happens to television in Afghanistan right now? I represented a great TV station, a great radio station for a long time. I know how hard news is. You have a news director, you have to come up with news every day, you have to go on the air, you have to be temperate in how you present it, but you have to present the truth and the facts. So it occurred to me, what happens to TV news in Afghanistan right now? Well, the answer was, and it was chilling, there was a well-known, apparently, anchor on an Afghan radio station over there. He's terrified as he's speaking, looking into the camera, because standing behind him are two Taliban members with guns, with scowls on their face, and their guns are about 6 inches from him. Now, this isn't especially smooth. This isn't especially normal, even for people who want that. Putin achieves that, and in China they achieve it by off-camera intimidation. The Afghans, the Taliban, are doing it with on-camera intimidation. And in an odd way, it's a chilling testimony to what's going on over there. But it's something that we absolutely, it's just emblematic of what has occurred. And we have absolutely got to take all of this into account in pursuing our main interest, which is making sure there's not a terrorist training ground over there. In response to Liz Cheney's and Adam Kinzinger's, two Republicans I admire a great deal, joining the January 6th Insurrection Committee, Republican Andy Briggs of Arizona, right-wing nut, and his phone records are among those being sought, has called on Kevin McCarthy to boot Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger from the Republican conference, from the caucus. Their rules are this: it takes a two-thirds vote, and secondly, only the minority leader can bring the motion. So it's up to Kevin McCarthy, and then he has to think and get two-thirds. But, you know, I'll tell you something. If the Republican Party musters two-thirds of their Congress to boot out Adam Kinzinger and Liz Cheney, their two most honest members, simply for joining a committee to investigate the cause of the violence on January 6th, simply by doing that, they've lost any pretense to government. They've lost their soul, is what they have. And he's doing this, Briggs, putting McCarthy on the spot, because it was his phone records that are being subpoenaed. We're going to a break. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.